It's a very low barrier to get into the Gronk Squad.
That's crazy.
We've committed to do the Daily Talk Show for 10 years.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Put it in the calendar.
That one is.
I'd just like to check the temperature in the room.
I told you my squeegee story.
It is outrageous.
Come on, let's go. It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 10, 11.
Yeah, it is. Good way to say it.
What's news?
Mate, a lady woke up and she was speaking with an Irish accent.
And she wasn't Irish?
No. She was had an Asian background.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can be born in Ireland, mm-hmm. be Asian, mm-hmm. and
so
speak
she's from an
Irish.
Asian country.
Didn't get that far, but other than her sort of starting to sing and, mm-hmm. you know, talk in an Irish accent, her friends were like, you're fucking pulling our leg.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to wake up with an accent, what would it be?
Oh, it would have to be German.
It's not far. Like, is that because it fits your personality?
Yeah.
Well, because you're Dutch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so, it's not far. I mean, you could, if you just went Dutch, it would be...
Mm-hmm.
It'd be all right.
Anyway, we're finishing the show.
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
What language was that?
Yeah, no, it was just straight English. yeah. How are you feeling?
Well, I think it probably needs some more context. You do mm-hmm. this with most things.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in it, mm-hmm. you feel like it's just, it can come up.
Yes.
But for people listening, we mm-hmm. just transitioned from what accent would you love to wake up with?
Mm-hmm. I thought when I said what's
news,
that's
what
you were going to say.
And you didn't ask me.
What accent?
Italiano.
Okay.
Like if I could come back just immediately speaking mm-hmm. Italian or French,
mm-hmm.
Paris.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. But yes, thanks for asking. On to the other stuff. So some news. We don't even have a breaking banner anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're finishing up the Daily Talk Show.
Yes. On the 28th of May will be our final episode.
Yeah, that's a Friday. So, it's like mm-hmm. a bit over 2 weeks from now.
What do you think the question, what do you think the most common questions will be that you'll get from friends and family and
there's,
Gronks?
There's two. Two. That's
two
all.
Questions.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What's your net worth? No. It's why mm-hmm. and what next?
Mm-hmm.
Which is what everyone says.
Which question do you like more?
Neither.
Why?
Fucking, you asked me it, you dog. No, because they're actually, no, you're right. What next is the one mm-hmm. I don't like most.
Which was interesting. Like, so Bree's work, Hey Tigers, finishing up.
Yeah.
She got heaps of people DMing. So many people are like, what are you doing next?
Yeah.
And,
yeah, see?
And so she's... She's got another job, but she was saying, like, what if I didn't? Like, I would feel not great.
Yeah.
So, what is a... So, if you're...
Or,
if you're
I
mate,
mean, you don't have to feel not great.
No,
it could be a go-to.
Exactly.
I think that's... Yeah, it is a... So, what next? You don't have to always have the answers.
Mm-hmm. What's a better question than if a mate was finishing a podcast that they had done for 3 years, they'd done 1,000 episodes, they said they were going to do it for 10 years, all those things. What's a...
Yeah.
What's a better question?
Doesn't maybe not even a question? Fucking congrats, dude.
Really?
So good. Well done. But it's curious. You want to know why and what next.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think, because you're a guy that asks people how much is your house worth? Like you're not the guy to hold back on awkward questions.
Which is fine. You just get mm-hmm. awkward answers.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's okay to ask questions if you're willing to fucking have the exchange of it being a bit awkward. I'm not saying don't ask these questions. I'm just saying they're
you'll be pissed off about it.
Absolutely not. No way.
Mm-hmm.
No way. And why? We'll explain over the next couple of weeks just what's going on.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because you and I communicate so differently.
Yeah.
And so, in big scenarios, there's not tension, but there's, it's like before this, like, Josh, don't do this, or we don't have to go into monologues today.
Mm-mm.
Do you find, how is it dealing with me in a situation like this?
You're the guy that, likes to also break with the show closing that you actually have just contracted genital herpes and next minute you're talking about what the GP's saying about the whole thing.
So, as in just like just being a bit detached from
too many things.
Mm-hmm.
too many things and your story about everything, which is only what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a bit slower, which is we've still got a couple of weeks left.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're just the show's slowly wrapping up. And
what do you think about? Like, what are you processing at the moment?
A bunch of stuff. But it's hard because I think there's probably conversations that we've done, a bunch of conversations too early on the show, conversations that probably things need to process outside of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you blur the fucking line doing something like this.
Yeah.
And it's not that you should go the other way, but it's that there is something to sort of respect about something slowing down. Whereas, so breaking it to Jess or George, you know, these things, there can be the instant, here's what you need to feel with the way we speak to them.
And that's what I do?
Oh, I think you do a bit of that. Yeah. Jess, what are you sending me? Viral coffee trend, mixing thick shake with espresso, declared best Macca's hack ever.
That's She's midway through the announcement about the finish.
Can you turn your mic on? That's savage.
have you got the right mic? Are you there, Jess?
Did you? Why'd you do that?
Because I was reading it and I thought you'd be interested in it.
I am, but we're kind of in the middle of something over here. Can you not see that? Did you not read the room?
I didn't think you had your phone on you either.
So were you expecting that he would look at it later?
Look down, Jess Lucas. She's messaged me. She must need to tell us something.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to come on mic.
There's a buzz on the audio or something.
She's picked up something I forgot to record. But it's about the best.
To be honest, I want to record after Josh's announcement.
What was that?
Just slipping it in there.
Oh, yeah. She wants to re-record. But you know, Jess, we don't do that.
Yeah.
There's very few times over the last 3 years that we've re-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, back to you guys.
What question do you want to know the answer to, Jess?
No, there's no question. Just congratulations, guys. I was reading the room.
That's how you read the room.
Does that feel good for everyone? No, but like it's okay to, I don't know. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from. Yeah. I understand that you know, it's like
there's other big changes happening, which we'll kind of go into. Otherwise, I think things unfolding slowly.
There's no right time to communicate anything. Potentially, you're on the spectrum of once it's worked out. But if you know anything, like the thing is that it could take so long to actually get to a point of figuring stuff out.
Mm.
And that was the feedback on. With the news with Mason, it was like every Tom, Dick and Harry was like, I knew something was up. Like, I knew you were holding something back, which.
Well, I think we're kind of doing probably a different version of that where we didn't talk about it until it'd be like us holding to the last day and then saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And then people saying, I knew there's something. Because we were thinking about when do we say this? We've still got nearly 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And so slightly different in that. There's time. There's time to sort of people to process things, us to process it, questions to be asked. Maybe that's a good idea. Questions that you want to know.
Hi at thedailytorture.com.
No one's here. Mm-hmm. It's just Jess.
Mm-hmm.
George is upstairs.
Yeah, just working. He hasn't left. Yeah.
We're in, you know, mm-hmm. we're here in the studio. So, yeah, maybe some questions which could sort of just, yeah, I guess we don't want to. There's what is going on in our heads
mm-hmm.
and there's other changes happening, which is, why it's kind of like, yeah, I think we just let it bubble.
An observation.
And it sucks. Maybe that's it also.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just, it's fucking sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to have an explanation yet for everything. It can suck.
Yeah. I think that the other thing too is, like, so say on the what's next or why, the hard thing about being uncomfortable with the questions is it's the guaranteed question that you'll get asked. Yeah. So maybe there's something in the pain of the obvious. And because
I'm not even in pain. There's no pain.
There's an annoyance to
but
it.
Not. I mean, you just asked what are the questions that would be asked,
mm-hmm.
and I told you the two.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me which one
is
I
annoying.
Like less or find annoying.
Oh no,
and
which
I gave
one do
you
like
an answer because you asked me a question.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. But then what I also know is it's okay to have no answer really yet for anything.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we can have the expectation is that, which I think people want you is the, I think people may have an expectation or maybe not. I ask questions with no fucking expectation sometimes. I just ask questions.
Here's a question I feel like I've got answers on, but I'd be curious to know your answers. Why is it the right time to finish?
Why is it the right time to finish? There is no right time. I think it's not in a clusterfuck. It's not because of some crazy thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. I mean, we just end up telling it, which we can get into some of these things. Mm-hmm.
So it's like the
it'd be easy, you know what, if it was just like Jess actually was sitting here for both of us and doing an announcement. Like, but that would come at a point where it's blown up. But it's actually, it hasn't.
So, yeah. So, what you're saying is, I guess, I learned that you fucking hate when I say that, by the way.
Was that?
So, what you're saying, and then I articulate what I think you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
And because probably fine. 80% of the time, I don't. That's not what you're saying.
You say, and you know I tell you.
Yeah.
You know I tell you.
No, I think that it's the right time based on episode 1000 felt really good.
Mm.
Looking at the road ahead and mapping it out as there's no, when it comes to business plans and strategy, I think that everyone has this like idea in their head that it's like this document that says strategy and you open it on page one and it has a background and then all that sort of stuff. It's, I feel like very different for most people. And for us, it was working out like, okay, if we were to keep going and take things on, what are some of the choices that we have to make? What are some of the things that we want to do? And then it was making the decision that as a partnership, as a team, we had to ask the question, are we up for that challenge? Is that what we want? And I think that we're going out on a high. I look at the stuff that we've done and I'm really proud of it. Yeah, I think that like, and I think that an important element was finishing whilst we were good.
Yeah, exactly. So that is a good reason to go out then.
Yeah.
I think it would be annoying to be told that you have to based on something. Like imagine having a radio show or something where it is actually you guys are told that you're stopping, which is just be annoying.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, the theme around our show has been thinking, and especially when we had a lot of guests on, is very much around the why or lifestyle or all of this sort of stuff. And we're just executing on a lot of that thinking, which is like you can, there is a version of running at full capacity and fight or flight mode, just sort of going hard. And then there's the other version where if you go back and listen to what our perfect lives were, mine involved,
perfect day.
Involved red bricks and walking past the red bricks with a iced latte.
Like an aim for the stars.
Yeah, but that's easy, right? I don't need a studio for that.
No.
I need to do something about straws because cardboard straws are fucking stupid.
They're going to do something like bamboo. Like how's that going to work?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, a boost now. It's like this fucking guilt trip.
Would you like
to? They have like tweezers that pick up the fucking, because they can't touch them. They're like, paper?
Oh, really?
And you have to then say,
no.
I'm sure they're told to say paper. And I know it's better for the environment. But in that moment, donate to a small child dying with cancer?
Yeah.
No? Okay, arsehole. that's the thing. Dead tortoise? Anyway, up the nose, they go up the nose. And but fucking, I always go paper. Don't have to like it though.
Do you think that, so on the, when you sort of bring up news, so criticism on me is obviously that reconciled narrative or whatever, or saying, okay, like this is, you know, like, some of the team, it's like I'm working out where their fucking next job could be and fucking all that sort of stuff. That is there been a time in your life where you've done that and it hasn't
100%
served you?
100%.
What's an example?
I think it's my relationship with Amy. wanting things to be okay when they're not okay, and when someone else needs to process them in their way.
So, what's an example?
It could be any issue in our relationship where I want to move on quickly because it's all good based on X, Y, and Z. Here's the future. Here. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing that for me. Yeah. That is purely my coping mechanism, where there is a version for me that is actually me not doing the coping. It's like the optimistic lens that it's actually not the processing. And so for me, for the next 3 weeks, it's not that you don't have your story or I don't have mine about why. It's about there is time for it to play out and let people – you're very strong in your way of storytelling from your lens, which is all you have.
Yeah.
And so it's very contagious, and it's very sort of like – yeah, it's the power of stories.
Is it contagious? What's the benefits of it?
For you. And I think – so people can process them in their own way.
Is there not a – not leadership's not the right word, but think about like – so think about how I've always operated. It's in a place of this is where we're going. This is why we need this. This is why we should do that.
Like, yeah.
There's a consistency to that, whether
which
it's
is fun,
good news or bad news. And so the hard bit about what you're describing is my version of communicating in that moment makes you feel uncomfortable, which is completely fine too, but that's the way that I communicate. The way that if I was like, you know what, and I think that there's a middle ground. I think that you're right with a bunch of it, which is why there's moments where I'm like, you know what, like I'm shutting up in this moment. I don't need to explain this or do that. But then there's another element, which is like, if you work with me every day, how do you feel if I just all of a sudden go quiet? Like, you know what, like, I'm not going to talk about anything. I feel like that's weirder. I think the other thing too is like you and I have had a different experience. Like everyone's got different experiences, but you and I have had so many conversations. And so part of it is it's like,
which is more to the reason as why telling people how to.
It's not telling people how to think or feel.
Well, I think it's influence. It's influence in a moment. And so this is, I'm just saying, people will process things. And that's very important. If you're doing the most talking in the room when something like that happens, it's probably not the right sign that you're doing the most talking.
Yeah. I think that there's a version of that, and then because I think that I ask questions too. How are you feeling? What do you want to do? I think that there's another version too, which has been part of the friction with us, which is just like not wanting to talk, like you not wanting to talk.
No, but I mean, the first 3 minutes of telling someone something, it's then like the time. People if I've learned anything, people take probably longer than you think to process something. And it's not instant.
But what you're describing is like an attachment that, in that moment that I'm trying to seek an outcome, that they need to get it. Whereas I think what I'm doing is it's like, oh, here's the, for me, it's a respect thing. For me, it's like, you know what? I'm going to communicate exactly how it's happening from my perspective. I want to explain, like, this isn't just an easy conversation. Like, I'll go into the nuts and bolts, because for me, the nuts and bolts is the learning. If you know that, like, okay, there's this deal here and this is why this happened, this, like, for me,
I don't think that's what I'm actually talking about, because I think that's just information that's required in a conversation, which is not
so
the
what's
bit.
What's the difference? So what do you talk about and what don't you talk about?
Who to?
Just
I think this is the thing. I think this is the thing. Who to? When we're speaking to the people that listen to this podcast, over the weeks, I'm sure we will go into more detail. We're kind of revealing things now about the situation, but it is something that we just go, you know, it sucks. It is what it is. Like, it sucks for people who wanted to keep listening, is what I'm saying. Does it suck for us? You know, life changes, life moves on. So that's, yeah, there's, yeah. It's, I'm willing to try that Macca's hack, actually. I wouldn't mind to go ahead and
do it. I mean, yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, I know. And that's the thing. I think it's like there is that lesson in, yeah, there's no point trying to push a communicate. Like you've all got to have your own way of communicating. I think it's like the, within relationships, I think that'd be really common too, where it's like, okay, this person has this style, this person has that style. You know, I think it's, I think the hard thing about the position is like level of curiosity or how, I think that like for me, my filter is curiosity. So I think about like what's on your mind? What do you think about? What are you excited about? What do you think your biggest challenge is? Whereas like, I think the version of processing is like, I don't want to fucking answer. Like, I don't want to externalize any of this.
Who said that?
Well, no, I just think like, so on the what's, when I said, what's your biggest challenge? Like, I don't have any challenge. Like, I don't have a challenge, which it's like, you fucking do have challenges.
When did I say that?
Just before the show. When I said, what's your biggest challenge? He said, I don't have any challenges.
No, but it makes no sense to the context of this conversation. Because you asked, what's your biggest challenge around talking about this?
Yeah.
Which is different to this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complicated thing to communicate.
So that's a challenge. Like there is a fair challenge, which is like,
yeah.
I can't fucking reconcile. Like I can't reconcile it myself. How can I possibly speak if I don't know?
Yeah.
Which is
you threaded that into something that made it seem not as it was asked,
because
it was about the challenge of then just even announcing it today. There's no challenge in announcing it today in terms of we're doing it. Beyond that,
welcome to the show,
and exploring it.
Mm-hmm.
There's many challenges.
How do you want to spend the next 2 weeks,
or
2.5 weeks?
The pub. Jess wants to.
Yeah.
She actually is fucking ready after a tipple. No, I mean, we're doing the show the next 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I think that's the thing. I think this is why you could not say it and say it on the last episode, or you could talk about it and we'll go as we do, sort of deep into it, not light and shade, which is what we've always done.
And it's always that thing, like you think about when something big is happening in your life. Think about like throughout the podcast, it has been the moment where we talk about the stuff that's happening. Like and if there's any moments where we don't do that, I feel like a little bit uneasy. If that makes sense. Like there's a performance element to doing a podcast.
Mm.
But for me, I definitely connect it with actually, like I use this podcast is a way of communicating and trying to figure it out and work it out. And it's like, it's not even like, even when I'm saying all this stuff, like there's no criticism in not wanting to say it and all that sort of thing. But literally this is like the curiosity of like, what's the pros?
I think
what's
us not talking about where Mason was us working out, and we did a great job, I think, in one episode, really telling you about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Where this time, I think we're actually saying, is that some heat, big changes coming soon.
Yeah.
Like we're jumping in. Because I think if we didn't talk about it, did the show last episode, I think in a couple of weeks' time, it would feel like we would have done a whole bunch of just existing in time where we know things are changing, which you can't disregard. I know you're not, but it's like it's
– I think
can't disregard the time.
I think that part of it too is I think it's a good opportunity to – you know, if you've been listening for a long time or,
and
you know,
own Bitcoin,
if you've got any thoughts or experiences or
questions, this
is the time to talk, you know, to talk about all that sort of stuff. Like, I guess it's, if you think about doing 1,011 episodes, that's a lot of hours of being in people's ears, in people's cars.
Yeah. Which is why it kind of just sucks. That's one of the reasons it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's the feeling, do you think?
For who?
For you.
I mean, I don't have a strong feeling to an emotion at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. Yeah, and that might change.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think it's like, you know, yeah, I don't think it's connected to something mm-hmm. crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think like I, part of it for me, like I definitely, like it's that whole, you know, different emotions or whatever you go through it, like the,
grieving. I feel like you've grieved a bunch. So,
I was trying to remember. I feel like Jess would be all across the fucking seven signs of grieving or seven fucking stages because she fucking plans it out based on her Monday to Sunday calendar on where it's going to be.
Grieving the last week's boy.
Yeah. But, I think, it's definitely, like, I think there's definitely a grieving mode.
Mm.
Like, there's, I don't know where in grieving, like euphoric excitement, but I think that there's, I think that on Monday when we decided, Monday morning where we came together, like mm-mm. you and I had great fun
mm.
Monday morning playing golf.
Jelly wrestling.
What? No, playing golf, being pretty like chipper and fucking like,
like
weight off our shoulders. Like think about
which
that
when
moment.
You come to somebody after that,
mm-hmm.
There's the blind spot that can be within an individual because mm-hmm. I feel myself wanting to be good about it and mm-hmm. tell other people.
Yeah.
And be like, fucking all good, dude. It's all good.
Yeah.
When someone's like, what?
But do you think there's an element of like-
We just came off a high from golf.
Well, no. So I feel like I came off the high though, but I think that then when you have more conversations, right? It's like the euphoric feeling and then it's like, okay. I need to message Diavella. You know, he's done two videos.
Yeah, who do we owe?
But it's just like, we've done two videos of him celebrating our 10-year thing. Like, I guess he's going to put it on private or unlisted.
Probably makes some money. Diavella made more from his videos with us.
Yeah, than we did on the podcast. Yeah. But the, I mean. But
and we it, made it, 5 million. So yes, he made fucking 10.
We're buying a yacht. But I think the other thing too is like the team side of things, which is I think that your criticism, which is fair, is that I literally in my head go around the room and I say, is everyone's life going to be better from this decision? And I personally only
as in you think that.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. No, so I, so the thing is that I like whether it's true or not, I only felt comfortable making that decision if I thought that everyone was going to be better off. Like if I felt that it wasn't, I don't think I could, I think it would have been very hard. And maybe I'm just like such a storyteller that I weave it in deep enough that it feels like a win for everyone. But yeah, I think that that's like part of it too. So the interesting thing around like those sort of emotions, you think about the Monday morning.
Jess has probably brought up the seven stages grooving right now.
Yeah, have you
as
got
a what's, great producer?
Yep.
What have you got? Oh, she's just Googling it now. She was doing show notes when you said that.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
What have you got, Jess?
So we've got the first emotion is shock and denial.
Okay.
This is a state of disbelief and numbed feeling.
That could have been Friday. If we're just planting it on yeah, great.
Then we go into pain and guilt.
I haven't felt any pain or guilt. No.
It's been painful.
No guilt.
What could have you done better? I see, but remember, not to say that. So some people don't grieve. Like you can say, you don't have to.
Do you think you're one of them?
I don't know. It doesn't mean you're a psycho, but I think there's what are all these emotions? What are emotions?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, it's thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Thinking gets you to most
what
of these
the other
places.
Ones, Jess, go for it. After that.
So then it goes into anger and bargaining, depression, the upward turn, reconstruction and working through, and then acceptance and hope.
Oh, you can do all that in a day. that sounds like you.
I think on the 10th hole, I was when I got on the green on the
it's
par
amazing.
Three.
We only played nine as well.
No, it was 10.
Played 10 holes?
No.
On the 10th hole, I see.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to communicate.
Sorry.
We were playing on a 18 hole.
We're on the back nine.
And we did the.
We're getting really bogged down, but we were on the.
But someone might have thought you were. knowledgeable about golf.
Did we play, or that we played eight? We're not animals. we got in at three. just fucking nice little 18, fucking went to the clubhouse. We were in by 10:30, just so you know.
How's this all?
And then I guessed it straight away.
We weren't going to tell Jess because GB had his day off and Kaz was, GB's mum was coming into the office
to watch us do the show.
And so it seemed a bit psycho to tell Jess that we were finishing up and then having Kaz and GB in without GB knowing. But then
she's sure enough, nose like a whippet.
Yeah, Jess is all over and asking questions about sales. And before you know it, we just say, you know what, it's actually easier if we just tell you that it's all we're all done. But GB, like, you know, we did that. I'm glad that Kaz had the experience on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, you know, her son had the best job in the world leaving the next day. But GB's all good. I mean, this is the criticism that you give me. It's fine if GB's not all good.
It's fine if
you're not good, that's also fine.
And that's what I just don't want to murky the waters around that for people.
Yes. Well, so I think that where I land is it's like a, you know what, like it's all like we have our health, we have each other, we're happy.
Most of all, we love each other.
Exactly. But seriously, it's like, isn't it nice?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, of course. There's easy correlations to draw. I've got a kid coming in June.
That's awesome.
Another baby.
I'm so pumped.
What does this mean? What does anything mean? Uh-huh. It's worth asking these questions. I don't think you shouldn't. And they're powerful in the moment where you are feeling a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
What does this all mean? Why? What is life about?
Mm-hmm.
What's important to me? What actually makes me feel good? What am I actually great at? What's the future look like, and how can it be a positive one? All that shit. It's awesome. It's awesome. And I think there's probably a bunch of questions that people have. So if you do, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
You've been very good with that call to action today.
Haven't I? Because I'm moving over the hit
network. Biggest, you could fill in for Tommy from Carrie and Tommy.
Could I?
Yeah. I remember seeing Happy Harry do a post on a industry forum telling people you should listen to the Daily Talk Show with Josh Jansen and Tommy Little.
Tommy Little. Once I was out and there was four Tommies. Mm. Jess, it was Tommy squared. No, that's four. Squared is two.
Yeah, squared.
Squared's four.
Squared. I'm thinking of four
Tommy
corners
quad?
To the square.
Quad Tommy.
Yeah, quad Tommy. It was Tommy O, DJ, Tommy D, ex-footy player. He's a great business now. 1-800. There's another number in there, pool boys. Tommy Little, Tommy Jacket.
That's a good...
Fucking all at the Olsen.
Just having a good time.
Just chests out.
But obviously we're going to be saying thank you to everyone.
Yes.
Over the next few weeks.
Definitely.
But thank you for listening. Thank you for all the support.
Yeah. And we love you. So again, hi@thedailytalkshow.com.
It's Tommy Jacket from Shepparton for Star.
Oh, someone's already made a viral video about it and they got some clout, didn't they?
This is about Jess's text message.
Viral McDonald's hack, mixing a thick shake with a coffee shot. Oh, fuck off. That's dumb.
I don't mind it. Do you remember when you tried to get that video viral?
Yeah, but mine was way better than that.
Yeah.
Mine was just working out that a deconstructed ingredients you can buy...
Mm-hmm.
You get the same as a product they're selling and it was like half price and you got way more. That's a better hack. Just fucking, whose fault is that?
If you're still here, like the video on YouTube and leave us a comment too so we know. Before we go, let's do a thumbnail of us looking like we're in absolute hysterics, like crying.
Yeah, that's it.
That was good. All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a good one.